Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Astral Projection Techniques. Today, I have a very special friend returning. He's been here before. He's an admin to the Astral Projection Techniques group. He's an astral traveler, a good friend of mine, Joe Mitchell. So this one's going to be a different one. We're not trying to upset anybody or tick anybody off or put anybody down. I always tell people, if this information resonates with you, that's great. If not, keep searching. We've been talking about something through private messages and phone calls. For a while, we were talking about maybe doing a podcast about it. It's something that has changed both of us. The interesting thing is that we both found it around the same time. I remember telling you, Joe, I found it. I found it. Now I'm at peace. Can you tell us more about it, Joe? Let everybody know what's going on here.
Howdy doody, brother. Forward to have another chit and chat with you, which I don't do with many people.
Time's going to banish us both from the group out there.
Because we can keep on going.
We're going to get banned.
We discussed, you know, the beauty of AP and what it's done for us and how it's had a big part of our life. Kind of realized that like almost around the same time, and we started talking about it, right? We did have like a couple messages we were sharing not too long ago about this exact thing. You discover that there is something more than the physical, kind of revolutionary, like, or you have a revelation. When you come back from it, that's just it. Like, and you can come face to face with a lot of your subconscious fears, and you can overcome these things. But after that's said and done and the bliss wears off, I don't know if I'd be able to integrate that process. If you put down a lot of the rabbit hole stuff, like you said, we're not knocking anybody here. But I think that there comes a time when we have to directly face ourselves, like shadow work and emotion work in waking life to be able to pierce through all this stuff that we've accumulated and actually make space when we're here and now to be able to grow and evolve, as opposed to, you know, trying to just have altered states of consciousness. I don't want to say I'm trying to get back to that. That's the paradox of it all. It's here and now. You can't say like, I'm going to try it tomorrow, or I'm going to do some more practices. Sometimes you just have to exhaust it all. And when that collides with whatever you're going through, something happens. Like, I don't know what the hell it was. But I just wanted to get that out in the little amount of time I have.
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. The here and now, that's where the money is, right? We both came to the realization that AP does offer a different perspective of yourself. However, there's always more to build upon, right? And that's common sense. But we are here in physical reality, anchoring our awareness in a physical body for an entire lifetime. AP can only do so much. And again, we're not bashing anybody. I guess what we both realized is, Joe, that being here and now is where the magic happens. AP does help, but it doesn't really change the person, because you could have the experience and come back to the same type of issue you were wrestling with before, whether it be emotional or psychological. I'm more than my physical body. When I look at myself in the mirror, I understand that this is just a temporary illusion, and what survives is growth that I experienced throughout this lifetime. So with that said, we are indeed more than our physical body. What about now? What about this moment? What about our totality as an individual? So I guess what I'm trying to say here is all those fears that we encounter in astral projection and even death can be worked out here if we are mindful of the things that we are creating for ourselves that are going to be waiting for us in the future. So how do you feel about that, Joe?
When you're triggered or have some emotion come up, like, to actually face it and try and sit with it instead of, you know, pushing it down. This humanity has there's an epidemic repressing their emotions, you know, and we've never been taught how to deal with it, you know, and it's so true, dude. It's wild. I was almost like Jose, come on, man. Stop playing with me, man. Like, because I was telling you some pretty serious stuff. And somehow, like, the stars lined up. We kind of, like, just lined up at the same time. It was really crazy. Like, we got to have a conversation about this or something. Life is, you know, you're cruising through and things are pretty good. You know, you didn't suffer too much. You can cruise through life and, you know, you can chase all the things that people chase in life. But if you do end up suffering, it's hard to realize that. But that's when the gem from the universe needs to be discovered. Whether maybe you're not ready to or whatever. When it happens, it's going to happen this lifetime or the next time. But it can happen this lifetime. And I think it's important for people to know that, you know. And when you drop a lot of the seeking, it kind of takes some burden off. And I guess a bone from the universe, maybe stumble upon somebody who doesn't talk and riddles like, you know, a lot of gurus. And, you know, if you're gonna do AP, which is a beautiful thing, also take into consideration that there's this work that can be done here, like in the physical, especially noticing your reactivity. Well, but in the relative world, there can be work done, you know, like very directly to evolve. And then, like, I still think, man, you know, maybe I'll leave my body or something and explore because it is fun. And I feel there's a lot more work right now in my journey to just focus on healing and stuff and just trying to be a better person. And then if I can transcend while it's happening, whoopity-doo. But it's always right. If we can break the spell of illusion, which is a real thing, it's not conceptual, how we're really truly supposed to see how things are here and now, if that breaks open for you, then you get a natural feeling of love and it's unconditional, man. And call it the universe or whatever. I really don't know. I only had 2 weeks in it. And I think we all might like tap into this, you know, state of flow and sort of thing. But I was doing this here and now, like stepping into like the sense gates, you know, and trying to just stay with, you know, the visual field and in my energy body, like trying to just, and somehow that like kind of cracks these perceptual filters. And I looked up and it was like after I was doing that or a meditation or something, just like listening, keeping my, keeping like the apparatus of just hearing. Like there's no hearer doing the hearing. It's just happening. And I swear when I looked up, I was like in a new environment, even though it was in my own living room and everything looked different. And I was like, what's going on here? Let me call Jose and make sure that this, I'm not going to the mental hospital. It was real. And what we're talking about, I think, is very important. AP is a beautiful thing. It led us to this moment. And I think that this could still happen, you know, if I want an OBE or if I want AP, I have to, you know, physically get up, set my alarm and do all that, which I haven't done for a while. I had cool stories and cool experiences, but then I realized like, oh shit, maybe this isn't it. It happened, but it's not a knock on anyone. If anything, it's to prevent somebody from going to the pitfall of, you know, the rabbit hole or searching around too much. But like I said, that might have to happen. It did for us. It's still a process. Trust me. Like if I can drop back into, you know, my true nature at any moment now, you know, you just got to kind of surrender to it and do a couple practices. You stop, take in that moment, and maybe just question reality, almost like a reality check for lucid dreaming or something. But like, it's deeper. It's a little deeper than that, I think. So maybe people can look into that and it might spark something because it did in me, meaning like, you know, the most real thing that's ever happened besides, you know, our experiences we had to get to this point or whatever. There's no need to, you know, fret. That shit will come up when in meditation or doing this stuff or throughout the day. And it's just you have to be a little diligent and a little alert to it. Stay present and don't act it out. Or you kind of keep going on that like wheel of samsara, the cycle, you know. So but it's OK. Yeah, even if you catch it once in a while, it slowly dissipates. And that's what I've been noticing up until this moment. And I'm trying not too hard to be like, I need to get back to something because for the millionth time, I'll repeat it. It's like, it's here. It's like in front of our eyes, but we have to have clear seeing and it's going to come a little bit of work to it's the hero's journey. You're taking that path inward. Even notice, you know, you get pissed off and you want to kick a dog, but that's the pure here and now, like feelings that's trying to tell us something. When we suppress them, we have repressed emotions. It manifests into bad decisions, a habit. You're acknowledging some of the things that you probably suppressed your whole life, and try and be easy on yourself. Jeez, that's about it, really.
Thank you, Joe. Really, and this is a very important conversation that we just had. I'm happy that we shared it. For those of you that are searching, we have a Facebook group called Astral Projection Techniques. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, everybody. And until next time.